Well, welcome back, Inda. You visited with us a few weeks ago, but now here we are, 1 week away.
We are. Yeah, 1 week away. I'm pretty excited. I am. I can't wait for next week. This week is like a holding pattern, so I am ready for next week to get here. Really excited. I was actually on the phone today with Robert Krowich, who is our headliner, and I can quite interpret his sound, but he sounded giddy with what he's going to talk about.
Well, that's fantastic.
I'm really excited. He said it's a longer talk than he usually does. He kind of can't wait to do it. So I'm really, really excited.
Well, a lot of cool things going on. I'm looking at the program here. And on Thursday, the 15th, when it gets underway, a couple of things. Tell me about Science on Tap.
So this is a fun event. It's a showcase event. So we do it every year. But it's 21 and over. Not that the content is 21 and over, but we think it's kind of fun to have a talk in a bar and just leave it at that. And because it's 21 and over, oftentimes the content ends up being geared for 21 and over. This year it's the food edition. So we've got Jennifer Perry from the University of Maine, who's going to talk about fermentation and or yogurt. I left that up to her because she's the expert, so let her pick what she wants. And then just totally slipped my mind from College of the Atlantic. She might be listed there.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, dear.
Sorry,
I'm
we'll get it back.
Page.
It's okay. She's going to be talking about food systems.
Courtney Collum,
thank you, is going to be talking about food systems and how things are grown. Thank you for saving me. So I'm really excited. A little bit of difference, you know, how one we eat and one we're going to learn about. But just a fun night. And that's actually going to be in the Sea Dog Barrel Room, which is just a really great place to kick back and have a couple of pints and listen to some science.
And also your partner event with Penobscot Theater, we had the promo for
Ugly
Lies the Bone. And everybody I talked to says, look, not only is it a great script, but the way they're staging this play is going to be something you haven't seen before.
I cannot wait to see this play. I mean, besides the fact that the science part's going to be real cool, as someone who loves theater, I cannot wait to see how they're going to incorporate virtual reality into a play that brings everybody into it. And there's just some really, really interesting science aspects to that play too. First of all, the technical production, but also how you use virtual reality to help people heal. It's actually something we're going to be exploring with our talk back on Sunday. So the talk back after the show is open to all science festival goers, and it's the last event of the science festival, and we're bringing in some people who know about virtual reality and veterans groups. It's going to be a really interesting conversation.
Very cool. What are some other things happening early in the festival?
Friday afternoon, we've got Tech Night, and that is for middle school students. That is being hosted and presented by our partners, Project Login, who's part of Educate Maine. And that is for IT and computer science for middle school students. We need signups for that because we buy dinner for the kids. And then the other thing we have Friday night that's open to the public is 5 Minute Genius, which is a snapshot of some of the best science you'll see in the state.
That's going to be at BAE, right?
That's going to be at BAE, and it's really inspiring. And that's the hardest event for the presenters to do, I think, because we only give them 5 minutes. And I actually just sent an email out to them today reminding them that that's a firm time limit, and they will be cut off with a cowbell. So
wow,
we don't mess around.
No. Is this, I must be, it's our friend Sharon Klein who's
that's
part
right.
of us, right? Yeah.
Yes, Sharon, who's a really good friend of mine. And it's funny, the last couple of years, she's helped me run the 5 Minute Genius. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, you know, you should actually talk. You got some really cool research. And she said, oh, that's a great idea. So that'll be really fun.
One of the highlights every year, Exploration Station, a Cross Center Ballroom, 9 to 4. What's that all about?
So that's really great. That's a bunch of hands-on activities, and that's for all ages. So when people ask us, you know, what's good for the 5-year-old, what's good for a 12-year-old, what's good for a 60-year-old, you can go to the Exploration Station in the ballroom and you will find something for all of those ages there. Everything there is hands-on, and everybody who presents at that, we'll have about 20 or 22 different activities in there. They are all ready for all ages. So everything from seaweed to robots to, I don't set this one up, but my teammate does this. You're just going to have to come and see them all. How's that?
I'm looking at watersheds.
Thank you.
And economies,
yes.
Nature prints, science and practice of pharmacy, our Brewer High School robotics team doing a demonstration, butterflies up close, shark tagging.
Yeah, really great stuff.
Gee.
Really cool.
I'll let someone else do the shark tagging here. Also coming up Saturday at the Cross Center, crime scene investigation.
This is great. So Huston University does this. They've got this amazing forensic science program, and they're going to set up a crime scene that I assume will be not super gruesome since they know we're an all-ages group here. And then you kind of go through it and figure out how do you solve a crime with what is left there? Really, really interesting setup.
This looks very cool. We were talking about Penobscot Theater on Saturday, improvisation and trauma recovery.
Yeah, isn't this really interesting to me? So a lot of people are using, and I think have been for a while, using improv not as a form of entertainment only, but as a method to work through various different kinds of trauma, whether it's physical trauma or psychological trauma. So we've paired up Amy Rader, the extraordinary Amy Rader, who's the improv, one of the educators there who does improv, with a woman who works with mostly women who have been in very traumatic situations. And they're going to talk about how you can use improv techniques as a form of therapy and just working through and overcoming trauma.
Sounds great. That's at the 51 Main Street location next Saturday, 10 a.m. until 12:30. This must be about our show, Carrie. It's called Is It Really Trash?
So this is pretty cool, I think. Fibrite, who people have probably heard of, they're building a facility out in Hamden. So they're going to give an overview of some of the engineering and science that goes into what that facility is going to be. And it is not what you think. They're going to be heavily reliant on robotics and screening, and the engineering of both the facility and how the facility is going to run is pretty amazing. They're using optical scanners to try to identify things, just really neat stuff. So this is a chance to, and then, you know, at the end of it, it's, you know, what in that waste stream is a resource, which is actually most of it.
And then your headliner, Robert Krulwich, you know him from Radio Lab and so much more up. And this will be out at the Gracie Theater at Husson, 7:30 next Saturday night.
That's right. And tickets are on sale now. They're $10 for students, $17 in advance. If you get them online before 3 o'clock on Saturday the 17th, you get them at that price. If you buy them at the door, it's another $5. So,
Well, what's great about the festival every year, and yet it grows every year, but there it's not just a saying. There really is something for everybody of all ages and of all interests.
Yeah, and we actively try to do that. So that part of it is so that we can sustain ourselves. But more importantly, we actually do have people in Maine doing all of these different things. So, you know, if you're interested in marine science, if you're interested in computer science, if you're interested in engineering, someone in Maine is almost certainly doing that work. So we are trying to find the people in Maine who are doing that work so that we can talk about it and they can tell kids how to get into it, tell grownups why it's important, and then just kind of show off to the world how great they are.
You can get more information by going to the website, mainsciencefestival.org. Got a Facebook page as well. There's no excuse for not knowing what's going on starting 1 week from today.
And I'm going to give a shout out here. All of our events except our headliner are available free of charge. And that is because our sponsors believe, as I do, that there shouldn't be a paywall to experience Maine science and understand it. We'll happily take your donation, but it's not necessary. Mostly we want you to come and really see how remarkable people here in Maine are.
Fantastic. Now, I will say this, too. We'll let the cat out of the bag. Little radio secret here. What's that? Oh, that's nice. We're going to replay this conversation on our Sunday morning Best Of show. So anybody who missed Kate talking about the Science Festival, tune in Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and you get to hear it again, a little more exposure, and let the world know.
Thank you.
That's what we do.
Excellent.
And we even found some music for you, too.
I know. I can't wait to hear what it's going to be.
Gary?
Iron is a metal. You see it every day. Oxygen eventually will make it rust away. Carbon.
Feel free to sing along if you'd like.
This isn't one of the ones I know. Besides, I only sing in the car when my kids are captive and have to deal with it.
Thank you, Kate. We appreciate it.
Thanks a million.
Kate Dickerson of the Maine Science Festival. That's They Might Be Giants right there. How about that? Nice job, Gary.
I had never heard of that. I know the band, but I never knew they did a science
from the album Here Comes Science.
Yep.
How about that? Pretty awesome stuff.
There's some pretty great albums. There's a few songs I never have to hear again, but most of them are really good.
That's called Meet the Elements.